fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, welcome to episode 380 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and your host. This mini episode is jam-packed with very specific information. You're going to hear from my friend and colleague, registered dietitian Donetta Floyd, who is also a diabetes expert, has extra training to be a diabetes educator. And I wanted to know from her point of view, what do folks need to know about GLP-1s before they start? Like, I think I phrased it like, what do you wish people knew before? And I specifically wanted to talk to Donetta about this for a reason. Because of her expertise in diabetes, you know, GLP-1s have been around for many, many years for with people with diabetes getting access to it. And so she has seen people go on and off the medication and seen kind of the short and long-term experiences. So I'm very excited for you to hear the information that she has. And we are hoping that this information provides you more informed consent. You know, it gives you more information to help you discern what your next best step is in managing your health, your chronic conditions, whether you have diabetes or not, and deciding whether or not to take a GLP-1. This is an episode in case this is like the first one you found that is a part of a series that started with a longer full episode with Jesse Spence, a therapist who has been doing lots of anti-diet work for years and years, that started using Ozempic to help manage their diabetes and really just wanted to have a frank discussion on that. And then we also have an episode with registered dietitian Megan Hadley, who used to work in pharmaceuticals and specifically in the area of GLP-1s. And so she helped us break down actually what's happening in the body when people are using this as a medication. So I hope it helps. And before we get to the conversation with Donetta Floyd, we're going to take a quick sponsor break, but we'll be right back. Hey there, quick message about tools I have ready for you as you are navigating life without diets. I have a free tool that I think is a great companion to today's episode, my Diet-Free Doctor's Visit Handout. It's a customizable PDF you print out and tailor it just for your visit. My favorite part, it also includes a resource list full of all the scholarly research journals that doctors want to read in order to prove why you don't need to be weighed at this office visit. Get to it at julieduffydillon.com/voice. Do you have PCOS and want even more tools to navigate the dumpster fire that is PCOS healthcare? If you want to advocate at your next doctor's visit and want to know which labs to order and so much more, check out our 50-plus page PCOS doctor visit toolkit. I have it on sale this month just for $27. Get to it at julieduffydillon.com/voice. All right, let's get back to the show. Welcome back. Hey there, Donetta.
Hey, Julie.
It's nice to see you. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. It's so great. Well, and of course, like I get to chat with you. So this is like selfishly, like feels nice for me. But I also am excited to talk to you about this medication and diabetes specifically. But before we get to that, can you let the listener know about like who you are and the type of work you're doing these days?
Absolutely. So I'm Donetta Floyd, as already stated. I am a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and I absolutely love my job. I love what I do. I work mostly with eating disorders, disordered eating, as well as type 2 diabetes. I see all diagnoses, but those mm-hmm. are like my top clientele. And so I love it. I am located here in Greensboro and I also mm-hmm. have virtual clients as well. So yeah.
Yes. So working with people who experience diabetes and eating disorders at the same time, is that like your... That's the spot that you really like working?
Yes, that is a sweet spot.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm so glad that you're doing this work. And yes, you're doing great work. The community is lucky that you're like have that sweet spot, because there's a lot of people experiencing that combination. So, and with that being said, you know, everyone, like it seems like everyone's talking about GLP-1s, and especially as it relates to diabetes, but then also the big like weight talk with it. And so I was thinking, like, I really want to know what Donetta thinks about this. Like, what do you wish people who are just interested in taking this medication, what do you like wish they knew about it before they started?
Okay. So lots of things, right? So
yes.
One, I wish people would like just knew all the ins and outs about it, as if like the side effects that come with it. A lot of times digestive challenges do come with taking this medication. Mm-hmm. And so more often than not, from what I've experienced and heard from my clients, so it could be nausea, it could be vomiting, upset stomach, like diarrhea, those types of things. Mm-hmm. Certainly it does decrease appetite.
Yeah.
And so one thing that I wish people knew too, that is that, and I thought about this as I was preparing for this, is that it does decrease appetite, but also to like nutrition education is still needed in that. Like the medication is not going to do it all. So if it's decreasing appetite and you're eating, right? But we still want to have balance in what it is that a person is choosing to eat to really give your body adequate nourishment and do what's best for your body.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say too, when people are taking these medications and they don't have diabetes, that's important to be aware of that, especially if it's like, you know, Wegovy or something like that. Because I've had clients that take it temporarily, take it for a short period of time. And again, nutrition education is needed, because eventually, like at some point, you're going to stop taking this medication.
Yes.
And life after medication will need to be, you want to be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. And so in establish habits along the way that'll be beneficial once mm-hmm. you're, whether you're taking the medication or not. So.
Right. Yeah. That's something that Jesse and Megan all mentioned about this medication, is like, coming off of it, or even when your body gets used to a certain dose, like just like things will change. And I know part of like the magic that people promise with the medication, which the four of us are like, whoa, and the magic, but like, but that it's like going to be this magical thing. But all three of you basically have said that, like, yeah, there's going to come a point where your body's going to like let you know what it needs. And let's make sure you're as prepared as possible. Whether you stay on it or whether you don't, your body still has these needs.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Exactly. Absolutely. And I think sometimes that can be overlooked, because I think we live in a culture where medication is expected to do everything. And it's like, no, there's still like a part that we have to play in that, and just trying to make as best decision as possible in that process. And right, the more, I like the word prepared, the more prepared we are, mm-hmm. the better.
Yeah. So that's the other thing I don't think people are acknowledging often, like, because, and I feel so out of the loop, but so much of this is just coming from secondhand and people's experiences. But it sounds like for a lot of people, they just will ask their doctor to go on this medication, and there's not lots of preparation. And whether you listeners decide to go on a medication like this, it's okay to like take some time to get prepared. And the reason why I wanted to record these too was just to like have some kind of informed consent on like, okay, this is what you're getting yourself into. Let's just help make sure you understand all that and you're prepared. Is there anything nutrition wise people you recommend like to be prepared?
Absolutely. And which, as you were talking, it made me think, because I've had people that will reach out to me or reach out for appointments for the purpose of knowing that they're going to be on this set medication temporarily. They're like, hey, I'm going to try it out. But how can I make the best of this time that I'm on it? And what can I do for life afterwards? And so nutritionally, that's the approach that we take. And so we do talk about, you know, even though the medication is known to decrease appetite, so I try to encourage people to still eat throughout the day. Granted, it may not be the amount that you were eating before the medication, but we still want to eat a balanced meal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, ideally, because likely once you stop, when the point comes and you stop taking this medication, like your appetite will change.
Of course.
Because that medication won't be doing what it was doing. And so you want, ideally want to have this balance in place. The amounts may change a little bit, and we'll work with that when that time comes, but at least your body will be used to the frequency of having food consistently throughout the day. And that won't change.
Yeah. I would imagine with diabetes, that would be extra important to like have that consistent like glucose kind of coming in the body. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the body likes consistency, and it likes what we show when we teach is like these heels. And so heels meaning like when glucose goes up, which is very normal and natural and expected. Mm-hmm. But we want like these like bunny heels, right?
Yes. Not
the first drop on a roller coaster kind of thing.
Yeah. My kind of skiing are like the bunny heels. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to ski at all. So those big ones, no. So yeah, I think like the little tiny baby ski hills is what you want. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I would imagine if some folks don't have the education before, or maybe kind of just start using it without putting all this together, there may be more times without eating. So there's going to be more of those spikes. Yeah. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
And I think I think it's important to know that and expect it and being prepared that once you stop taking the medication, that knowing that your appetite is likely to change. Sometimes I think people think that I'm going to take this medication for a certain amount of time. And then once I'm like, it'll set this foundation and then come off the medication, expecting to still have the same appetite that you had while you were on the medication.
It's not really realistic. Has that been jarring for some folks that you've worked with?
It is. And so I try to share with them, like based on research and based on people's stories, in the sense of like alternating between different medications over years, and how this is why this happened when a person did medication A or did program B, is because, you know, when we stop taking these things or implementing these things, that was the job of what you were taking. And so once you stop taking it, physiologically, everything kind of kicks back in. And so you just want to be able to manage that. And it's manageable. You can do it.
It's normal for our body to want to repair when there's been malnutrition. And so it'll often communicate that urgently through appetite, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. So if you're thinking about it, just consider that part, you know, watch for it. And when it happens, you know, Jesse spoke about this part for them, like it felt really jarring. It almost felt like it came out of nowhere, you know, but yet also at the same time, logically, they were saying like, of course this would happen. This is just how our bodies like to make sure we're safe. So, I really appreciate your insight. This is super helpful. Before we wrap up, any other things, or do you feel like good to go with what we said so far?
Yes, this is great.
Awesome. Good. Well, if people are interested in learning more about the work you're doing or want to work with you, I know you have some diabetes groups coming up. How can they get in contact with you?
Sure thing. So I teach a diabetes group class for type 2 diabetes about 3 times a year. You can find that class or that group on our website, which is at simplenutritioncounseling.com. And there's a tab there that says contact us, where you can fill out your information. And there's a box in there that says what you would like to learn more about. In that box, just type in type 2 diabetes group. And when that class, when we open enrollment for that class, we'll be sure to send you some information.
Awesome. Of course, we'll put that like in the show notes below too. But thank you so much. I appreciate you, Donna. And I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you again for having me. This is great.
My pleasure. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed my episode and conversation with Donetta Floyd. And I have all the links in the show notes from what we talked about today. And this wraps up our GLP-1 series. So let me know what you thought about it. I hope it added some more information for you. And again, helped you to just feel a little bit more aware about your next best steps as you're navigating the conversations around GLP-1s. And before we close, next week, we are going to have a new mini session episode. Mini sessions are this concept that I'm trying out right now in the season of Find Your Food Voice, where I take a piece of education that I normally would do in sessions with clients and share them on the podcast. And it's a way for you to experiment with a new educational tool to maybe take to your therapist or dietitian to see what it can help you as you are discerning your current kind of complicated history with food. So that episode will be dropping next week. And until then, take care.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more, all made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.